You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
And I'm Meredith Whitefield.
Meredith is so awesome, jumping in to sit in for Sarah Gulseth today. Sarah's out riding bikes and having a blast because we have beautiful weather, at least today. I hope she has great weather the rest of the week as well. And we are talking digital technology, social media, all that good stuff. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about them at CUW.edu. CUW.edu. Live Uncommon. Joining us by phone this morning, the Reverend Bill Johnson. He's Director of Educational Technology at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne. And one of my favorite go-to people on social media and digital technology. Bill, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Oh, always a joy to talk with you. And, you know, I was just thinking the other day, I need to get all of these great minds of social media people like you and Meredith and all these other people in one room. Maybe we need to do it virtually, but it'd be cool to have you all in the same room. But then I would imagine that would like blow the roof off the building if we had all these great minds on social media in the room at the same time.
It really would. Let me tell you, I've been in a room full of media people. It's a good time.
Now you.
Oh, it's a lot of fun.
Now, you guys were just working on something together recently, weren't you?
Yeah, right? We were in Minneapolis for a 2019 LCMS Youth Gathering planning meeting.
Bill, what's your involvement with planning for the 2019 gathering?
Sure. I'm helping out with the moderation and engagement piece of that one. And what we mean by that is a combination of things. First of all, you know, we have the app that the youth are going to be able to have, and they'll be able to find out information about the gathering, kind of that one central information hub for everything that's going in. And a part of that is that we want to feature their content as well. I mean, the whole point of social media is that it is two-way communication. It's building relationships. It's not just broadcasting what you want to say. And so, you know, we're going to include the hashtag, and, you know, if youth post with that hashtag, then their material could be seen in the app. But we also recognize we're dealing with teenagers, and sometimes the judgment isn't going to be exactly where we'd want it to be. So we're going to have a team of people taking a look at those posts and moderating what makes it through to the app and what doesn't. Alongside that, though, we got this engagement piece, which is really the interactive part. It's talking with the youth on Twitter or interacting with the parents back home who are, you know, worried because they saw there were storms in Minneapolis or whatever it turns out to be. You know, it's always a fun ride. But taking that time and really working with them, interacting with any of our different social presences to make sure that the gathering's connecting with people in the best way possible.
Meredith, why is it so valuable to have something like an app for the National Youth Gathering? The National Youth Gathering is, well, it's a pretty big event. Happens every 3 years for those not familiar with it. 25,000
yeah.
People coming to this event, gathering around the Word and the gifts of God and Word and Sacrament and opportunities to serve and just a number of opportunities and to be encouraged by one another as well. Why have an app for an event like this?
So we are in a digital age now.
Yeah.
I know I've been to a couple of conferences, and the first thing I ask people to do is, how important is your phone? Raise your phone up, and literally everybody in the room. So having something so accessible that you already have in your hand and walk around with just makes it so much easier, and it makes it easier on the adult leaders. The youth have a little bit more freedom of being able to look through content and to see what they want to look at. And again, it helps them be interactive with the gathering.
Hmm. It's just fascinating to me that we're in an age where you can develop an app specifically for an event. That must take a lot of work. Bill, tell me a little bit about the idea of developing an app for an event. How much work from your perspective goes into this? I know Meredith probably has a perspective on this as well.
Well, I actually have the easy perspective because I don't get to touch it at all. Dad over at the nautical offices takes care of all that. But I got to say, having worked with him and having, you know, talked through a little bit of the tech side of this thing, he's got some great partners he's working with that enable us to get this thing spooled up and running pretty easily. They built out, a lot of companies have really reached that point where rather than building an app for a specific event, what they built is a framework mm-hmm. that you then plug the details of your event into, And then from there, you can just have your folks download the app. And all of the foundation is already laid. You just kind of have to plan out your floor plan and put the content in there.
I have an idea. Something to add, Meredith, to the app.
I'm taking it. I'll write it down.
I was talking with some other folks here who've been to gatherings before. You've heard of like the Couch to 5K
yes.
app. We need a Couch to Gathering app or a feature on the app. Because of all the walking that you do with
it. People don't realize that.
Was it like 8 miles a day average,
I think? Probably. I think my average was like 26,000 steps a day. That's low. I'm pretty sure that's really low. But I was a media person, so it's
so
okay.
You were tweeting all day.
our first day up there planning, I went and explored the skyways there in Minneapolis. And I'm pretty sure I clocked 5 miles just trying to walk around town.
So we really do need something to help us prepare for this. We're talking about technology, you know, that we use for something like a national youth gathering. But some of the things that the app does is to help us prepare. We use it at the gathering, but it also helps us prepare for the gathering, right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, and it'll have, you know, Bible studies, and you can build schedules, start having your groups interact with each other and work together as your group individually, and it gets people on our social media. So it's all connected. It's all right. This great web of social stuff.
So we have Bible studies on there to prepare us for what we're going to learn, and so preparing us spiritually,
right.
Training us up spiritually. We also need an app, the Couch to Gathering application, a section of this app as well to prepare us physically for the National Youth Gathering. You're with me on this, right? It's literally, like you said, Bill, 5 to 8 miles a day, probably just, traversing around town generally on foot. Let's talk, we only have just a couple minutes left, but let's talk parents' perspective on digital technology, social media. What are, Bill, from your perspective, what are some things that parents need to be aware of, need to be knowledgeable of? I mean, parents today are probably familiar with Facebook, because that's probably what my generation is most familiar with, maybe Twitter. But Bill, what are you thinking parents need to be knowledgeable of when it comes to digital technology and social media today?
Oh, gosh, how many hours do we have?
We have 3 minutes.
Okay. Easier said than done. I think the biggest thing is just being plugged into what your kids are doing. I mean, a lot of kids are leaving Facebook. A lot of people are leaving Facebook after the recent privacy scandals and everything that goes with that. Ironically, a lot of kids are moving over to Instagram, or just Insta, as I'm starting to hear it called. The irony being that's actually owned by Facebook, so they're not getting anything by doing it. But, you know, the logic is not necessarily part of the teenage mind. There's a lot there. You're seeing a lot of activity on Snapchat. Twitter is this real wild card for me. I've been saying for years that Twitter's got 5 years left to live before it's dead, and it keeps surviving somehow. And I'm not real sure what the future looks like there for them. I know they've been struggling to be profitable for years and to keep a lot of their staff on board. So hopefully going forward, they can turn that around. But either way, as a parent, the real key is just to be plugged in, know where your kids are, know what their profiles are, and use the technology. I know it's foreign ground. Plug in anyway. It's a part of just listening where they're communicating. And if you'll do that, you'll find out things that you wouldn't otherwise, and you can be more reactive and responsible as a parent.
Do you have anything to add to that, Meredith?
I think I'm the one that's keeping Twitter alive.
Because you're on Twitter all the time.
I'm on Twitter all
right,
all the
I
time.
Know who to blame.
I'm on Twitter, but I don't use it nearly enough to keep it alive, no.
No, but I totally agree of just plugging in and getting involved. I had a DCE tell me the other week, they went on a mission trip, and a participant used up all their family's data. And the mom was like, well, I don't know why. She doesn't have any social media. And the DCE was like, yes, she does. So just knowing.
So there was a big disconnect between
a huge disconnect.
Parent and teen.
So
there.
Getting involved and just knowing where your kids are at and then joining them, it kind of helps them, makes you a role model mm-hmm. of how to post and what to post.
Wow. Yeah. Being a role model online. On social media, that's another 3 hours
Absolutely.
should you be friends with your teens on social media if they're on social media? Wow, that's another two hours.
Whole other day.
Whole other day. Yes, I think so, but I don't know. What do you think?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to be plugged in. And I can't tell you how many teachable moments we've had just in our house where one of our kids has posted something and I see it and I'm going and knocking on the bedroom door. And okay, tell me
time
what
to
this
talk.
Is about.
Yeah.
You know?
Bill Johnson, Director of Educational Technology, Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne. Thanks so much for being our guest today.
All right, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Meredith, thanks so much for jumping in today.
Thanks for having me. I'll be back anytime.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. We'll have you back. And we're going to have to talk about gathering, too, in the coming year as well. Excited to talk about that. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
And I'm Meredith Whitefield.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
You're a miracle. You know that, right? A living, breathing, one-of-a-kind miracle. You were created to stand apart, to share your gifts in the service of others, to make an uncommon impact in a common world. And at Concordia University, it's our mission to help you do that, to live uncommon. To learn more about Concordia, go to cuw.edu.